the Monday Good Day program. It's the 19th of March. Jennifer Horn and I are about to take a quick run through a number of things that have gone on over the weekend, other than St. Patrick's Day. What did you do for St. Patrick's Day, Jennifer?
You know what? I was supposed to go over for corned beef and cabbage to a friend's house, and I didn't. I didn't really do much.
You were waiting for me to call to take you to dinner?
Yeah, we were supposed to have dinner, and we got dished by Doug Steffen. I even went over and waited with him, and he was crying. It was so dramatic. Gosh.
I love these drama queens. All right, anyway. The political story of the weekend. There are a couple of different political stories. It's interesting to see how Mitt Romney fared in Puerto Rico. He did very well in Massachusetts with Latinos. And apparently the fact that Rick Santorum said that English ought to be the number one language in America when he was running in Puerto Rico didn't go over too well. Duh. And I mean, not that people Puerto Rico is to become a state, English has to be number one. Anyway, I mean, that isn't something that most of us disagree with. It's just that if you are a savvy politician, it's probably not the place to see it if you want people there to vote for you. I mean, to say it. But anyway, Jennifer, I don't know that he was destined to do very well there anyway. Mm-hmm. So if you're wondering about the count, the count on Sesame Street or this count? Which count are we?
The count on Sesame Street and this week's count. Let's start with this one.
I love the count on Sesame. I love the Cookie Monster.
One.
Oh, Bert.
Two.
You can count to 1,144. That's what's needed for the nomination. Anyway, Romney's got 518. Santorum has 239. Gingrich has 139. Ron Paul has 69.
Half.
Cute. All right, so that's how that all shakes up. And in terms of the giving, there's a super PAC that spent $35 million on behalf of Mitt Romney so far. And this is a news item because the nature of this PAC, and today's Los Angeles Times, a story about this group called Restore Our Future. There are five companies with government contracts in this group, and that is against the law. For 36 years, there's been a ban against companies making federal political expenditures. You'd think these people would be savvy enough to not get themselves into this kind of a hole, Jennifer.
Mm-hmm.
I'm looking at some of these other PACs, Crossroads, Priorities USA, but the Florida, let's see here. It's interesting because a number of these are Boston or New York-based outfits that have gotten the ire from the eyes of Common Cause. I thought it was also pretty interesting over the weekend. Some of you may have seen Common Cause held a rally to take shots not only at this kind of money, but also the Koch family in Wichita. They have the biggest family-held company, if not the country, in the world. It's a big oil company, and they the father, the Koch family father, started the John Birch Society, and two of the three sons are very involved and, in fact, have been responsible for Citizens United. I think they were behind the money for that, which was the Supreme Court thing. A person is a corporation or vice versa, which we all know is a load of manure. But the thing that Common Cause didn't do that kind of smacks of their bias, see, if they really were smart, they would look at the people who are giving to the Republicans, and they take a shot. And then they do the same thing with the Democrats, because they didn't mention George Soros, who is probably the equivalent on the Democratic side to the Koch family. So if you want to have credibility and don't want to seem like your axe grinders, then you mention and somehow or other to illuminate the audience, you give them, this is what the Koch family has done, this is what George Soros has done. In fact, many people feel that Soros is the money behind Media Matters, and that's the group that is responsible for the recent lambasting of Mr. Limbaugh.
Mm-hmm.
And then Bill Maher gave $1 million. I mean, there are a lot of people apparently who are doing that. But I think in order to be fair, and that's really what we try to do here as much as possible, then you take a look at both sides. Am I wrong?
No, I think you're right.
Thank you.
You're welcome.
So let's move on.
Well, I think you are. I don't know. I'm just overhearing about super PACs. They make me want to scream and and just run away because well, I just
spoiling the whole. This
yeah, as a whole, I'm just so yeah. You should be able to make. I guess my whole thing in this kind of goes off into another direction, but. I just feel like we should have no public donations or corporate donations to campaigns.
None.
I think we need to give everybody who's running a certain amount of money, even if it's taxpayer supported, let them go. So it's all on an even playing field. Honestly,
you and I are on the same page except the last part. I don't think there should be any money involved
from.
In it at all. No money. No money. Zero. No money at all. What
make
we
campaign
do,
buttons you, with markers.
You make your way through the media. Excuse me, the news media. By having a message that rings a bell. Ding, 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 ding.
That'd be even better.
Yeah. In a minute, George Clooney and his father, Nick, are arrested. Wow. What an outrage. That comes up in a moment here on the Good Day program. Hello.
Referrals. Simple word, right? To a small business, referrals are solid gold. So how do you stir them up? Email marketing from ConstantContact.com. With Constant Contact, you get easy-to-use templates to showcase your business with photos and coupons. And best of all, it's easy for your customers to pass them along to others. In other words, help you generate the almighty referral. Plans as low as $15 a month. Get your free 60-day trial at ConstantContact.com. And let the referrals begin.
And now here's another tax tip from TurboTax. If you're a parent with children under 17, you could get a tax credit of up to $1,000 per child. And credits like these are so much better than deductions because a tax credit reduces your overall tax bill dollar for dollar. That means if you have three qualifying children, that's $3,000 fewer dollars you may owe Uncle Sam. To find out how TurboTax can help you get the maximum refund you deserve, go to TurboTax.com. Tummy troubles? Digestive Advantage can help. It supports your digestive health now and later. Here's how it works. First, a drug-free ingredient immediately begins to target your specific digestive needs. Then, with continued use, the healthy probiotic gives you long-term digestive support. Choose the Digestive Advantage dual-action formula that targets your digestive needs. Gas, constipation, lactose intolerance, and intensive bowel support. Works now and later. That's the Digestive Advantage from Schiff. All right, so what's the scoop on George Clooney getting ejected in a sense from the...
Cute is he got arrested on Friday, and that was for protesting outside the Sudanese embassy in the U.S., and he revealed that he used his one phone call to call guess who, Dougie?
The president.
His mama. Isn't that sweet? Because he also got arrested with his father. He was arrested in Washington, D.C. with his father, Nick, and other protesters. He was released very quickly. But he's like, who do I call? And he said, I thought I better call my mom. He said, nothing changes. And after he signed out of the police station, he spoke to the media, had a little joke about being a criminal because this was his first arrest. He said it's on his permanent record. And you know that picture is going to be all over everything. And he's probably right. The tabloids will pay big money for it.
Okay, so here's the question of the moment. Before landing his role on ER, he played Celia Ward's husband on what television drama? 800-510-8255. Celia Ward, who is now on one of the CSI shows, I think. Isn't she? If I'm not mistaken.
She's doing something. I'm not really sure
she's on
CSI.
That show. Yeah. Okay, so for a swell prize, 800-510-8255, before Clooney got on to ER, he played Celia Ward's husband. What was the name of the television show he was on? 800-510-8255. They were protesting what's going on in the Sudan.
And it is awful there. I mean, thousands of people are starving to death. The women are getting raped. I mean, it's awful. And most of it's government controlled.
Well, this whole mess that's in this part of the world, there were two people killed in Syria yesterday, an explosion there. There was an American teacher who was killed in Yemen yesterday, and the reason he was killed supposedly is that he was there preaching Christianity. It seems to me like almost a mindless waste. Why would you send him? At some point, there's got to be some common sense, and people say they're giving up their lives for God or whatever. I don't begin to see that. What am I missing? Is there what in the world do these people think they're going to gain by going over into that powder keg and think they're going to proselytize and get people who are Muslims to convert to Christianity? What in the world are you thinking? Never mind that, you know, the whole business with Muslims. Maybe there are examples. I'd be interested
of
examples of Muslims being converted to Christianity. Christians are converted to Muslim and other Judaism.
Yeah, well, I mean, you're supposed to be a missionary. You're supposed to preach the word of God, and so most religions think that's the right thing to do. I mean, that
Who's supposed to be a preacher?
I mean, a lot of religious groups believe that it is their duty to preach the word of God and to bring more people into their cause. I mean, look at the Mormons. They send missionaries over to other parts of the world. That's a must in their religion. You have to go for 2 years of missionary duty.
I think it's foolish. It's my own read on this kind of sending somebody into a place like Yemen, where there's not even any government, there's no police, there's nothing, and try to preach to Muslims. If you want to preach to Muslims, go someplace at least where there's some law and order. I don't understand that thinking. Maybe I'm not getting it because I'm not broad enough in my thinking, but I don't get it. Okay, so having said that, 800-510-8255. Speaking of that, did you hear the story about Jason Russell, the fellow who was the mastermind behind the now famous Kony 2012 video?
Oh my gosh, yes. He kind of went cuckoo for Cocoa
yeah.
Puffs.
But is it because, I guess the question here, or maybe turning it around a little bit, is his credibility in question after this event, or is it as his wife said, he's exhausted from all the attention and all the interviews and all the time that's been. He has a wife.
Oh.
Why?
Why did? Because I thought he was on the other side of the coin. I thought he might have a husband.
His wife's name is Danica, according to the story that I saw.
Hmm. No, you're probably right. He's got a wife and kids. I just didn't know, I guess. Hmm. Okay.
You thought what made you think that?
I don't know. I don't know why. I thought I had read that somewhere, but I didn't. Well, you guys, you're right.
You know what? These kinds of things are what gets started. I don't begin to understand. And I know you said that in jest, so this is not.
No, I wasn't trying to be in jest. I actually seriously thought that he
was seriously, gay.
Yeah, I thought he was gay.
But what? Why would that be?
I don't know. I thought it wasn't. I just, when you said he had a wife, I was like, oh, he has a wife. I just didn't. Didn't know.
Okay.
But that was my reaction, my honest reaction to you. But anyway,
okay.
I had heard that everybody's saying that he was suffering from dehydration and malnourishment from this big media tour. And if you didn't hear what he was doing, he was naked pretty much in the streets performing sexual acts and,
not on others.
Yeah. It was on his own self. And was he drunk also, or is
yes.
that? Okay.
Very. Apparently very, 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 very drunk. And his wife said he wasn't, that isn't him at all, so. Huh. Interesting. It's 20 minutes past the hour on the Good Day program, Monday morning. Hello.
All right, sir, your new tires are all installed.
And how much do I owe you?
Let's see, 4 all-weather radials plus balance, alignment, and labor brings your total to $0.
Did you say zero?
Yep, it's free.
Thank you. From the bottom of my wallet.
Free is better. Do your simple federal return for free at TurboTax.com. It's free to prepare, print, and e-file. No wonder TurboTax is the most trusted brand of tax software in America. Visit TurboTax.com today. Not appropriate for all returns. Trusted brand claim based on Intuit Commission Survey, September 2011.
So you're a maker of something. Woodcrafts, fishing lures, glass designs, jewelry, purses, perfumes, goat's milk soap. Whatever it is, you made it here in America. Now you're eager for people to buy your products right here locally, instead of buying competing products made on the other side of the world, right? Then you need to check out localmakers.com. Support America. Buy and sell locally at localmakers.com. Doesn't matter if you're a home-based business or a major manufacturer. Localmakers.com offers an easy way to connect with customers within your local community, as well as across the U.S., simply by entering a zip code. And there's no cost to join. So if you're a maker who needs buyers, go to localmakers.com and stock your products on one of our shelves. Localmakers.com, promoting, preserving, and supporting your neighbor's manufacturing businesses.
Will I have garlic breath after I take Ali-C?
We get that question all the time about the world's best garlic extract, Ali-C. And the answer is, Ali-C contains stabilized allicin, nature's antimicrobial agent, and the active ingredient in crushed garlic, but will not give you garlic breath. Scientifically proven in double-blind studies, using low doses of allicin greatly reduces the number, severity, and duration of common colds. Our powerful Ali-C contains 300 milligrams of stabilized allicin. Just one tablet of Ali-C is equivalent to 40 garlic cloves. It's effective against asthma, MRSA, bacterial, fungal, and viral infections, and helps lower high blood pressure and high cholesterol. Plus, it's a natural mosquito repellent. Boost resistance to infection with nature's best garlic extract, Ali-C. For more information and to order Ali-C, call 877-888-7126 or go to garlichealthproducts.com. That's 877-888-7126 or garlichealthproducts.com. Fight back with Ali-C.
According to the government, President Obama's Obamacare is going to cost twice as much as he said it would originally. He said it would cost $900 billion, but now it's up to something like $1.7 trillion. But the good news of President Obama, when it comes to math skills, our country is ranked 30th in the world, so nobody will notice. So we are so lucky. And did you see... You see President Obama filling out his NCAA March Madness brackets? Here, take a look. Here he is. Okay. There he is filling out the men's bracket. He picked the Tar Heels. Yeah. Then he did the women's bracket. He went with Baylor on that one. Then I think he got a little out of control. He loves doing these brackets. You know what he did? Here he is here. He's doing the sexiest man alive. I'm not sure what he has. He's doing the National Dog Show. Here's the one that surprised me. Toddlers and Tiaras. He's picking McKenzie again. He's picking McKenzie again this year.
Still think he's the best of the crops around
Jay.
Now. Jay Leno on the Good Day program. A little smile here and there from ear to ear for some of you. 800-510-8255. Okay, so we're trying to find out what the name of the television show was that Clooney was in before he went to ER. Richie, who's... hanging around there, 800-510-8255. Tim, welcome to Good Day. How are you doing?
Hey, good morning, everybody.
Morning,
hi.
Sir. So what show was it that he was on? Do you remember?
I had to think about it. Before ER, the only other one I remember him being on stuff, I think it was called Sisters, maybe?
It was called Sisters, yes. It wasn't
very
maybe.
Very good. What a
Cela Ward was one of the sisters. And if you really were good, you could name... I can name another sister. Her name was Swoozie Kurtz. But I can't remember the third one, even though she's been around a lot in television, playing, you know, bit roles here and there, but has never had the same success. The only one who really came out of that show, the one that came out of it of the sisters that did the best was Cela Ward. I think most people know who Swoozie Kurtz is. Does that include you, Tim? You remember Swoozie Kurtz?
Well, I vaguely remember. No. I'm kind of more into the Clooney guy myself.
Yeah, okay, I got it.
Me
right.
too.
Yep.
Hey, can you guys, for bonus points, name the first show that he started on regularly? Very
the Four
first.
Sisters?
Yep.
You
talk it back to life.
You are the best. Look at you. Yes,
all right,
sir.
Give that man a swell prize. Thank you, sir. 800-510-8255. All right, from the rumor mill, what's the story with Goldie Hawn's sort of letting the cat out of the bag? Have you heard that one, Jen?
No, fill me in.
Kate
about
Hudson.
Kate Hudson getting married?
That, what? Yeah, so you do know the answer.
Oh,
to
you're so on it. Go ahead. I need
no,
to
no, you're
no,
going.
No, I just
ahead.
Saw a little bit of a story, so fill me in. I need the
go
details.
Ahead. Yeah, there's I always love it. The New Englanders say, go ahead.
Go ahead. I know. Ahead. I'm a wannabe New Englander. So
go ahead. All right. So other than... Who is the guy that she's married to, though? That's the question. I don't know.
Another musician. Right. You know how she loves the musician.
She loves those band guys.
Oh, yeah. She loves the rockers.
Yep. So you don't know who he is.
His name's Matt. I believe it's Matt Bellamy, something like that.
No relation to the Bellamy
Bill
brothers.
Bellamy? No.
No. Muse is the name of the group. Right?
Uh-huh.
Yeah? Okay.
Yeah, no, that's the right group. But
yeah.
So what did Goldie say?
She said her daughter's married.
That's it?
That's it. Okay, 20 questions.
Oh, well, she is a pregger, you know.
Mm-hmm. All right, take it from here, Jennifer.
Hit it? Oh, I'm so excited. Okay, so the big news today, Dougie, did you hear? Tiger Woods and Elon are back in the news because apparently they did this ESPN special and one of his old swing coaches, this guy's name is Hank Haney, has said that Tiger did not allow his former wife Elon to ever crack a smile on the golf course if he won. Direct orders.
Wow.
Isn't that funny? Because he felt that he was supposed to win, so he didn't want to feel like she was surprised in any way. He wanted her to keep the same facial expression because that was the only option was for him to win golf course.
What kind of a cuckamonga?
Is that nuts?
He's got to be some kind of control freak.
Oh, my gosh.
That's the case.
I know. Oof. So this guy's doing an ESPN special and a brand new book that's going to be a tell-all about Tiger and about all these weird practices that he had. So strange.
28 past on Good Day.
I'm Peter Greenberg, and this is today's Worldwide Travel Minute. When it comes to leaving behind valuables, is it safe to really rely on your in-room hotel room safe? Well, the answer is not really. The real deal is that the innkeeper liability laws limit how much the hotel is actually responsible for items left in your hotel room, even if it's in that safe. Even worse, they'll often charge you for the privilege of using that safe. The amount of that liability varies by state. You're better off storing valuables like passports in the safety deposit boxes behind the front desk. Confirm how much they're liable for and get a written receipt of each item you've left there. And if you have to leave items in the room, like a laptop, consider storing it in a slash-proof bag. Then use a cable lock that holds the zipper shut and secures the bag to a stationary piece of furniture. My big advice? Leave the expensive jewelry at home to begin with, and don't leave wads of cash anywhere. Your best protection is good old common sense. For more information, visit petergreenberg.com. I'm Peter Greenberg, the travel detective, and this is today's Worldwide Travel Minute.
On to round three. If a train leaves Spokane...
Schenectady by Saturday.
Correct. March comes before May. What's in my left pocket?
Half a mint and a rusty switchblade.
Correct.
Bam.
Who lets you watch TV episodes and movies instantly over the internet?
Ha-ha! Netflix!
Correct! Watch unlimited TV episodes and movies for only $8 a month from Netflix. See terms of use.
That is red!
I know. Can you put me down now?
Sorry. I'm a hugger.
My Savings Plan from Wells Fargo is an online tool that allows you to set a savings goal and target end date and automatically track your progress. It comes free with a Wells Fargo savings account. You can get closer to your goals with automatic transfers from your Wells Fargo checking account to your savings account and watch your savings grow. You'll be surprised how a few simple steps can yield positive results. Call, click, or stop by Wells Fargo to discuss how My Savings Plan can help you. Wells Fargo. Together, we'll go far. Wells Fargo Bank.
The GCN Radio Network, providing the world with hard-hitting talk radio. GCN. Great talk radio starts here.
If you owe money to the IRS, you can't make the problem go away by yourself. But with the help of Dan Pilla, you can get your problem solved once and for all.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. For 30 years, I've helped thousands of people solve their tax debt problem, and I can help you solve yours, too. We take a very simple but proven three-step approach to solving your problem. First, we stabilize IRS collection actions so you don't have to worry about the IRS seizing your bank account or paycheck. Next, we build a comprehensive plan to get your tax debt reduced to the fullest extent possible, sometimes even completely eliminated. And finally, we work with you every step of the way to get your problem solved once and for all. Call us for a free consultation. Call 1-800-346-6829. We'll work together to get your problem solved, guaranteed.
Dan Pilla has been protecting taxpayers from the IRS for 3 decades, and he can help you too. Call us today at 800-346-6829. That's 800-34-NO-TAX.
What you're about to hear will help you remember where to find the best water filter products at the best prices on the web. There. Did you hear it? BerkeyShop.com, with the newest Berkey products in stock, the best prices on Berkey products anywhere, fast free shipping, and the most amazing customer service. BerkeyShop.com, home of all Berkey water filter products like the Big Berkey, for producing clean drinking water by removing contaminants, chemicals, heavy metals, and even fluoride. Call 1-888-6-BERKEY to get your Berkey water filter, perfect for home, travel, camping, or disasters. And BerkeyShop.com is the perfect site to get your Berkey, because we're open 24/7 with free shipping and no sales tax. Even celebrities and NFL athletes shop at BerkeyShop.com. Call 1-888-6-BERKEY to order your Berkey products. That's 888-6-BERKEY or go to BerkeyShop.com. 888-6-BERKEY or go to BerkeyShop.com. For everything Berkey, shop BerkeyShop.com.
Digestive health is the key to wellness and elimination of toxins. That bears repeating. Digestive health is the key to wellness and elimination of toxins. And Pro-EM-1 Daily Probiotic Cleanse is the key to digestive health. Pro-EM-1 is a powerful liquid probiotic, strong enough to cleanse, gentle enough to use every day. Pro-EM-1 is dairy, wheat, and soy free, contains all natural and certified organic ingredients, contains no preservatives or animal products, supports a healthy digestive and immune system, supports weight loss, improves absorption of food nutrients, aids in controlling yeast infections, is never freeze-dried, and uses three groups of live, viable, beneficial microbes to cleanse and remove toxins. Order Pro-EM-1 Daily Probiotic Cleanse at Terraganics.com, spelled TerraganiX.com. Terraganics.com. Or call toll-free 866-369-3678. That's 866-369-3678. Pro-EM-1, the raw probiotic.
The hour now, the Doug Steffen Good Day program, kind of a casual Monday, although there are a lot of things going on that we are talking about, we being Jennifer and me, Jennifer Horn and Doug. More details, Jennifer, on this soldier that was accused of killing those Afghans last weekend. His name is Robert Bales, B-A-L-E-S, 11-year military veteran, he's 38 years old, married, two children. He's now in an isolation cell at Fort Leavenworth, but the press, as you can imagine, have gone digging around to find out about this guy, and records suggest that he's had a lot of trouble in his life. He's got real financial problems, had a lot of run-ins with the law. He joined the Army after a job he had in Florida went sour. He had a home that he lived in Seattle condemned. He struggled to make payments on another home that he owned, excuse me, and that was apparently foreclosed on. He didn't get, he was trying to get a new job and yada, 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 anyway. So legal records also show that he assaulted his girlfriend in 2002. Yeah. Was involved in a hit-and-run accident 3 years ago. And basically speaking, I'm wondering what the heck this guy's doing.
Yeah, not a quiet life.
What in the world is this guy doing?
The saddest thing you said.
A powder keg like that.
He has two kids. Yep.
Yeah. What is this man doing in the Army? What are we thinking? What are we thinking? 800-510-8255. Okay. Lindsay Lohan, speaking of what is anybody thinking.
Now, I don't know. She's doing something kind of smart, I think. Well, I think I told you guys last week, I told you, Doug, for sure last week, that she got in trouble at a hookah bar because she was leaving a parking structure and allegedly hit the manager of the hookah bar. Although people are saying maybe she didn't. It's just going back and forth. The cops have talked to her. But she's done, apparently, gambling with her freedom because she's put herself on house arrest until her probation ends in 2 weeks. So she says she's staying indoors. She's not going outside. She knows trouble finds her, and she finds trouble, and she's not going to take the risk to violate her probation, so she's staying in until March 29th.
She's just staying home.
Yeah, it's, I mean, that's smart. If
so
I can
is the incident that took place with the hit and run, is that liable to get her into trouble, or is
there,
that...
It could. She could, if she does get in trouble for that, which it's still an ongoing investigation, if she does get in trouble, that could be a violation of her probation.
800-510-8255. Email to Doug at DougSteffen.com. We have a lot of activity at Facebook. What's new there, Jennifer? Have you had a chance to check and see what's going on?
Yeah, I'm checking it out over the weekend. Lots of stuff going on. The big thing that was causing a stir on Facebook is these vending machines that we talked about. There's a raw milk vending machine that Doug found a great picture of in France.
Yep.
And then we also had the one that people seem to be most excited about here is the vending machine for the cupcakes.
Cupcakes. Yep.
Which, if you've seen it, it's pink, and it actually goes in and claws it. People are like, oh, my gosh, that's unbelievable. We want to try it. And it does look really fun. It because you can actually watch the arm going into the machine and pulling your cupcake out.
$4 cupcake.
Yeah,
yeah,
whatever.
There was another vending machine we were talking about, too. Wasn't there a third one?
Those are the two that we've been talking about on Facebook.
Mm-hmm. Okay. And what are people, obviously, my interest because of being the dairy farmer and the raw milk purveyor, what are people saying about the comparison here is what is being done in Europe, and this is the point that I've tried to make all along the way. In Europe, you can buy raw milk in these vending machines. France is the latest country to do it.
Mm-hmm.
It's being done in England. It's being done in Scandinavia, Germany, I believe Italy and Spain have it as well. That's what people in Eastern European countries have them everywhere.
Everybody that chimed in on our Facebook article about this said they would love to be able to buy raw milk from one of these vending machines in the country. Also, we have that essay from Greg Smith at Goldman Sachs up at Facebook if you want to check that out. He kind of did an expose on banking in general.
What he did sort of was bring us back around to focusing on Goldman Sachs and how much in control they are of our economy. Here's sort of a parallel story to that, Jennifer.
Mm-hmm.
Walter Williams, who's the well-known economist, and he's a prophet at George Mason University in Washington. He's also a columnist. I think he has three or four different places where his column runs. I remember when I used to do more politics on the radio, I used to have him on frequently because I liked his thinking. And I still like his thinking, even though he's not somebody that, I don't know, though. He might be somebody that we could have on because even though he sort of sounds political, his thinking makes good sense. And he said something in an interview that I saw yesterday about the Social Security system, which was extraordinarily poignant. Never thought about it this way. And I'll bet most of you have never thought about it this way either. Yet we all pay into Social Security because we have to, except members of Congress. I don't think they pay into it, but pretty much everybody else pays into Social Security. So in terms of how much you put in versus how much you get out, the people who are wealthy put in, depending on your income, more, because the percentage of what you earn,
right,
than people who don't. But yet when you take it back out again, now it's pretty much a proven fact that most people, no matter how much they put in, are going to get more out than they put in.
Mm-hmm.
And so what he said was basically this is sort of a reverse curve on the redistribution of wealth. Because most of the people who are younger and who are putting into Social Security are paying for the older people who are collecting it now, and the older people, 65 plus, have the most wealth. They have the most discretionary income. So why are the kids that are just barely making it? I mean, the system is flawed. He also said that it was unconstitutional. He said there is no constitutional ground, and I'm amazed, frankly, if that's true, that it has never been challenged.
Yeah, why does he think it's not constitutional?
Because he says there's nothing in the Constitution that even remotely, closely legitimizes taking money from us the way we did. I mean, there's this long thing since 1913 that the income tax was illegal. Nobody's, even though I think it can be proven that it isn't constitutional, who's going to stop it?
Mm-hmm.
You know, unless you have some sort of change.
You have to have a backup plan.
Way we do. Mm-hmm. Yeah, well, we have a backup plan. It's called a national sales tax.
I'm for it. That's what I want. I'll vote for anybody who endorses that plan.
Okay, I'm going to endorse your vote for me.
I'll vote for you, absolutely.
Right. So I think Williams made some very good points. If you want to check out, you can do it. He's got a website, Walter Williams. I think it's walterewilliams.com if you want to check it out and check him out. Very interesting philosophy. And by the way, I was thinking about this, and I think I said this a couple of weeks ago when I actually examined how much money I'd put into Social Security. It wasn't Social Security. It was the Medicare. That's what I'd put in. I mean, put a lot of money. But over the years, I've contributed like well over $400,000 to Medicare.
Holy moly.
And I can't imagine that I would ever get that out under the circumstances, but, you know, it's there for somebody else to use. But that is redistribution of wealth.
It really is.
It's a complete, that's all of this stuff, all this health care, Social Security, Medicare, all of it is a redistribution of wealth. There's no other, I don't see how else you, what other way you can look at this. Anyway, 800-510-8255, Facebook page is /Good Day Show, and @Good Day Show is the Twitter account. Gentlemen, please listen, and ladies as well, to this million-bottle giveaway announcement. 1 million bottles of Master Prostate is now available. It's an important way for you to take care of your prostate health. Your prostate affects your health, well-being, sleeping habits, affects intimacy. There's no reason for you to wait. Get on the phone right now and call 800-421-1712. That's 800-421-1712. Support a good night's rest. Take my word for it. Master Prostate is incredible. The 12 key ingredients are shown to promote healthy prostate function. You get the sleep you need. Your partner will love it. It's all natural. And now you can try it free. The Master Prostate second million bottle giveaway going on right now. You pay a small shipping and handling fee, and that's it. So don't wait. Get on the horn now. 800-421-1712. Ladies, call and get it for your man if he's doesn't want to, or he's, I mean, how can you have somebody with you who doesn't care about whether you get a good night's sleep or not, but hopefully you don't have a cur like that sleeping with you. But in case you do, you take the action yourself. Free bottle, Master Prostate for everybody. Wants free stuff. We should be listing this on the Queen of Cheap page as far as that's concerned.
Yep.
800-421-1712.
Hey, it's freezing back here.
Ugh. Yeah, close the window.
Yeah, no.
Why?
Ooh. Sorry.
Oh, girl, what you need is Digestive Advantage Gas Defense.
It's a supplement.
Digestive Advantage from Schiff. Its dual-action formula acts quickly to stop gas before it starts when taken with a meal.
I take it every day.
It's good for you.
And with continued use, the healthy probiotic gives you long-term digestive support.
Road trip, and we won't need a convertible.
Works now and later. That's the Digestive Advantage.
I think I've heard it all.
Rhonda Collins, TurboTax CPA.
I've been doing taxes for 25 years, and I've answered a lot of tax questions. I still do, right here at TurboTax. Say you're using TurboTax and you have a tax question. You can call or chat online with a CPA, enrolled agent, or tax attorney to get the answers you need. And the best part is, it's free.
File today at TurboTax.com. Live tax advice service is free and subject to availability restrictions and change without notice. See TurboTax.com for details.
This is your Daily High, and I'm Andy Greenberg, and we're going to be talking about the car shows that are all over the United States. Recently, I went to a car show, and I got to tell you, they had the most wonderful prototypes. And parents bought their kids, and kids bought their parents, and teenagers were there, and they were looking at these convertibles, at these sports cars, at these wonderful automobiles that they wish they had in their garage. And then after they left, they felt depressed. Why? They said to themselves, I'll never have that car. I just wasted $10 seeing what everybody else in the world will get, because I'm certainly not going to get that car. Well, that is not true. I know that every car I ever wanted, anything I ever saw at a show, ultimately became my possession even without credit. Why? I dreamt it. I wanted it. I visualized it. I planned for it. I executed for it. I let nothing stand in my way. I want you to go to car shows. I want you to look at that dream car. I want you to look at what you want out of life. Plan for it. Get it. And enjoy it. This is Andy Greenberg. Enjoy your Daily High.
This is Doug Steffen having a Daily High. Monday it is. Jennifer Horn and I are taking a peek at some of the things that folks are talking about. There is a report today. The focus is on consumer confidence and strong February store sales. The consumer, however, not so fast, says the Wall Street Journal. Not so fast. There are people who are making $150,000 a year and more who seem to be fueling this return to retail, which I find pretty interesting, Jennifer. The the average person who makes between $100,000 and $150,000 and who are age 18 to 34 are the ones, especially women, who are handling most of America's shopping. So if I get this right, young, upwardly mobile women, usually married, and the family combined income is close to $150,000, certainly above $100,000. That's where the money is coming from to fuel whatever increase there is in spending.
That's kind of cool. I want to be one of those girls one day. Those upwardly mobile women.
Yeah. All right, so speaking of upwardly mobile, Lady Gaga.
Lady Gaga
is doing what to get our attention? Or
well,
to stay
she's
away from
made it. She's made a big declaration. She's got this interview coming up with Oprah about her life and about, you know, her personal life, her career, all of this stuff. And then she's decided she's going to do a self-imposed exile from the press. She says she's overexposed and she's desperate to regain some privacy.
She is.
They follow her everywhere, and she loves it. She dresses for it. So it's kind of surprising because, you know, this is the girl that wore the meat dress, but she said after April 27th, it's all over. She's going into radio silence for a little while.
Yeah, radio silence.
Yes.
Does that mean that she'll do television, or what does that mean?
No, radio silence means my cute little way of saying she's just going to stop trying to get so much attention from the press and the paparazzi.
There's an Arizona Indian tribe battling a developer over a new skywalk. I'm driving across country this week, and I went sort of around the upper end of the Grand Canyon yesterday, and there were, if it hadn't been for a snowstorm, which is another story and a half, this would have been something I probably would have seen. The story at DougSteffen.com today about the tribe that is battling, there is a move afoot to a skywalk, I think, is not the exact description, but to put one of those platforms way out into the Grand Canyon so that you could go out, like, I don't know how,
Walk out into the center.
400
of it. Yeah.
Feet out so you can look directly down into
so
the Grand
creepy.
Canyon.
Mm-hmm.
Oh.
I know, it would freak me out a little, but I'd still want to do it and see what it's like.
Is Dancing with the Stars back on tonight?
Starts tonight, that's right.
Yeah. Who are some of the celebrities?
Sherry Shepherd will be doing. Remember, people think she might be cheating, that she was taking dance lessons before they even announced her as a cast member. We'll see how good she is. Maria Menounos from Extra, and Jaleel White, who played Steve Urkel.
Who's Steve Urkel? Who's Jaleel White? What am I missing?
Jaleel White played Steve Urkel on Family Matters. It was a big show during the 90s.
Okay.
He was my generation. Also, you know, you probably would have missed it, I'm guessing.
What a slice that was.
Yeah, no, but I'm guessing you would miss it because he was, unless you were watching with your kids, because they are about my age, you probably missed it. You also have a couple of athletes, as usual. You have a telenovela star in there. You have Melissa Gilbert from Little House on the Prairie. You probably know her.
Yes.
And Jack Wagner. Who's
in fact,
also
I saw a picture of her, and I thought she looked like somebody had been fiddling with her face.
Yeah, she definitely has had a little work done. She looks very pulled tight these days.
Yeah, yeah, she does. She kind of looks like married to Antonio Banderas.
Oh, Melanie Griffith.
Melanie Griffith. Boy, does she look awful. Oof, whoops.
Looks like she's been working on it a little
mess.
Bit.
And also the skinny one, everybody was the darling. And How I Met Your and Harry Met Sally.
Meg Ryan.
Another one.
That's another one that's disappointing because she was so cute, and now she's messed with that.
She smoked and smoked and smoked and ruined her face, which is kind of sad. 10 before the hour, Doug Steffen's Good Day program with Jennifer Horn.
Hi, Rich. Hey, Phil. I need a new putter.
Well, sure. They're on sale.
Yeah, I know. I read your email newsletter. So how you hitting them? Shot a 79 yesterday.
Oh, fabulous. You must be reading my newsletter tips.
79 over par.
Uh-huh. Yeah, you want to look at some drivers, too?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Email marketing from Constant Contact helps you create professional newsletters that really drive business. It's easy, and plans are as low as $15 a month with a free 60-day trial. ConstantContact.com.
Four! You know, life doesn't slow down just because you have sore joints. You still have just as much to do, and you have to find a way to keep yourself moving. Fortunately for you, there's new Move Free Ultra. Just one small pill per day is more effective for sore joints than two big glucosamine and chondroitin pills. And you can believe it, because it was based on a 90-day human clinical study. Don't let sore joints slow you down, or big joint care pills. Put a powerful small pill to work for you. Move on, move free, with new Shif Move Free Ultra.
Did you know that thousands of industrial toxins, including aluminum, heavy metals like mercury and lead, and even nuclear radiation, have contaminated the air, food, and water supply and are lodged inside your body? These contaminants are poisoning your body from the inside out. No, the government doesn't care, nor will they save you. Do nothing, and these accumulated toxins may slowly lead to degenerative diseases such as Alzheimer's, Parkinson's, heart disease, or cancer. Take charge of your health before it's too late. Liquid Zeolite is the best natural all-round remedy to safely and effectively
effectively remove all kinds of toxins from your body. Use liquid zeolite from RestoreYourHealthNow.com for fatigue, headaches, heavy metal poisoning, memory loss, and joint pain. Zeolite comes with a money-back guarantee and is available at RestoreYourHealthNow.com. Learn how to get free bottles of zeolite at RestoreYourHealthNow.com or call 800-880-9976. That's 800-880-9976. 100% safe and amazing. Try a liquid zeolite today.
We all know that Berkey Water Purification Systems are the most trusted name in water filtration. As an authorized Berkey dealer for over 6 years and serving thousands of satisfied customers, the Berkey Guy offers amazing specials for Berkey Water Filtration Systems. The Berkey Light Systems include a set of self-sterilizing and recleanable black purification elements that purify water by removing chlorine, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels and remove harmful chemicals such as herbicides and pesticides. Order the Berkey Light System today, complete with two black Berkey elements for only $231, and the Berkey Guy will ship your order free of charge. With the purchase of a Berkey Light, the Berkey Guy is also offering a set of fluoride and arsenic filters for only $39.99. That's over 30% off the retail price. Call the Berkey Guy at 1-877-886-3653. That's 1-877-886-3653. Or order online at GoBerkey.com. That's GoBerkey.com today.
It's about 53 past the hour. Doug Steffens' Good Day program, technology in the focus. There's a pretty silly challenge going around the Internet. We'll talk about that in a moment. First, though, Shelley Palmer with some of the serious news. He is interested, and I find this to be, Richie, kind of, I guess, important. So many people are worried about the speed. I don't know, how can these things run faster than they do? How can it be? I was listening actually to your pal Leo Laporte yesterday.
Yeah.
As I was driving across Arizona. He's very good. But he spent the whole first part of his program telling how he started in radio as a disc jockey, and then he was into technology in the 80s and all of that stuff. Pretty opening in terms of eye-opening stuff or ear-opening stuff. How much of this there is and how far can it go? You just have to wonder. And one of the things I wonder about is speed. And Shelley Palmer addresses that for us in just a moment here on Good Day.
My Savings Plan from Wells Fargo is an online tool that allows you to set a savings goal and target end date and automatically track your progress. It comes free with a Wells Fargo savings account. You can get closer to your goals with automatic transfers from your Wells Fargo checking account to your savings account and watch your savings grow. You'll be surprised how a few simple steps can yield positive results. Call, click, or stop by Wells Fargo to discuss how My Savings Plan can help you. Wells Fargo. Together, we'll go far. Wells Fargo Bank, N.A., member FDIC.
Today on Shelley Palmer Digital Living, I've had my new Verizon iPad for a couple of days now, and I am in love with Verizon's 4G network in New York. I've been getting connection speeds that rival or exceed the speeds I get from my cable network at home. And truthfully, it's changed my relationship with the content. I'm used to fast computers and fast broadband connections, so I didn't think that browsing the web on a 4G iPad would be a big deal. But it is. Between the processor speed, the clarity of the Retina display, and the speed of the 4G connection, web browsing feels instant, and the ability to literally touch the content is pretty remarkable. I also learned something about my Verizon iPad over the weekend. You can put an AT&T SIM card from an iPhone 4S in it and connect to AT&T's 3G network. And no, it doesn't work the other way around. What does that mean? Visit ShelleyPalmer.com to read all about it. For Doug Steffens' Good Day, I'm Shelley Palmer.
Hey guys, let's face it. Prostate problems are no laughing matter. But the facts are that the older you get, the more likely it is you will have prostate problems. So if you're constantly waking up at night to go, or you can't sit through the game without feeling like you're gonna burst, then maybe it is time to do something. That's where the prostate formula from Real Health Laboratories comes in. For over 15 years, the prostate formula by Real Health Labs has been helping tens of thousands of men support normal prostate function and free urinary flow. This comprehensive formula captures the natural protective compounds in clinically studied ingredients that are known to help you maintain a healthy prostate and puts them to work for you. For a limited time, listeners of this radio station will receive a special offer by going to www.prostateformula.com. That's prostateformula.com. The Prostate Formula by Real Health is available at drugstores everywhere. Just look for the blue and white box. Sick and tired of being tired from getting up to go? Visit www.prostateformula.com to find out more.
Okay, so here's the so-called cinnamon challenge, Jennifer.
Oh, I've heard about
this. It's on the internet.
Mm-hmm.
So what do you know? This is a dare, apparently.
Yeah, apparently your body, and I did not know this, but you cannot take a teaspoon or a tablespoon, I can't remember what the amount is, but you can't ingest that much cinnamon straight. Like a lot of people, you know, you just shake it in a spoon and swallow it.
I put a little bit on top of my honey.
I do too. I put cinnamon on apples all the time.
Yeah,
but you can't actually swallow a spoon, and so all these yutzes, for lack of a better term, on the internet have decided they're going to see how, if they can actually pass this challenge. So they try to ingest tablespoons of cinnamon. Well, it makes you throw up, for sure. It makes you very sick. But somebody has actually died from trying to do
cinnamon.
Yeah, it can kill you.
There's 30,000 videos tagged cinnamon challenge that have been uploaded to YouTube.
One of them being the governor of, I forget what state, but he was on a TV interview, and they were like, hey, you want to try it? And he didn't know about all the dangers, so he did it and was able
governor
to swallow it.
Governor of Illinois. I just saw the governor of Illinois.
But apparently the danger, I saw an interview with a couple of doctors over the weekend on the Today Show, I think it was.
Yeah.
You can collapse your lung because you cough it out so hard.
Right. Yep. It prevents air from reaching your lungs.
So really, you think this is a good idea to try? Oh, my
gosh.
Not
a good idea. Yeah. But but everywhere. Richie, you brought up the most important part of this. Doctors say it can be very dangerous because of the... This is the smallest kind of powder you can imagine. It's a choking hazard, risk of inhaling the dust. It's cinnamon dust. Not advisable. And it says, and this is your government at work. FDA spokesman said, this is not advisable. Thank you, sir. All right, so that story is from today's show, and you can check out the From Today's Show section right there on the homepage. Get the details at Doug Steffen.